brother was recently been given the key to Atlanta, New York, Brooklyn, Nigeria, and indeed, to close the show, are you ready? Are you ready for the Bush Doctor? For the son of reggae,
if you wanna live, come on and treat me good. If you wanna live, you better treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't watch my side. I'm like a stepping razor. Said I'm dangerous.
Dangerous.
If you are a bully, come on and treat me good. If you are a bully, you better treat me good. Treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Said I'm dangerous. I'm a dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor. I'm a dangerous. I'm a dangerous. If you treat mine, come on and treat me good. And if you treat blood, you better treat me good. Treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Said I'm dangerous. I'm a dangerous. I'm like. I'm dangerous.
What's happening? See, as I come, something must happen. Don't feel no way. The powers of Rastafari is high above material things. Don't feel no way. When this power come, all power cut. The heaven declares the glories of Jah, and the firmament showeth his handiworks. Glory be unto Jah Rastafari, who make the sun shine. And as the sun shines, so shall I continue to shine 25 hours a day. And if Satan, the devil, Lucifer, Macarius think he can fight I with material things, he make a sad mistake. Come to do Bomboclaat something. The people I'm out there waiting for the music. What the Bomboclaat to take this thing far? Why as I come and I must go on with this Bomboclaat sabotage? What you don't want to do, blame it upon Rastafari? Look how many heathens play music and nothing happen. But as the most progressive comes, something must Bomboclaat happen. So you see the kind of shit stim that I face daily. That's why sometimes when I draw my Bomboclaat sword, God cry. And it's no joke. Yeah, man, flying. I don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man.
You are an African.
Never mind your nationality, you have got the identity.
You are an African.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
you are an African.
And if you come from Portland,
you are an African.
You come from Nassau,
you are
safe, you come.
I'm coming in hot, hot, hot. Fire in them, shot,
shot, shot, shot.
Said I'm coming in
hot, hot, hot.
Fire and lightning,
shot, 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 shot.
I just clean up my nozzle. And I load my barrel
in my bubble.
Say I cut my hammer
in my bubble.
Cause I'm gonna pull my trigger
hot, hot, hot.
Yeah. Fire in and fire in. Shot, no shot, no shot. Was amazing,
a hot, a hot, a hot,
yeah. Fire in a fire in
shot, no shot, no shot.
Said I'm a coming in
hot, hot, hot,
hot, hot, hot, yeah. Fire in a
shot, no shot, no shot,
shot. The next day. I could not take it no longer.
bubble.
I had was to head for the shower.
Hot, hot, hot.
Fire in the fire in the
shot. No shot, no shot.
Said I'm a coming in.
Hot, hot, hot.
Fire in the fire in the
shot. Shot.
Fire in the fire in the shot, no shot, no shot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Fire in the fire in the fire in the fire in the fire. I know that it can be done. Don't you leave your faith to me.
that symbolizes Jah Rastafari. High, high, high. Let Jah arise and let all his enemies scatter. Let them that hate Jah now flee before Jah. As the smoke is driven away, Jah, drive them away. And as the wax melts before the fire, tell them also, for these are they that took counsel against Jah and his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their gods. But this time, it won't be so, oh no. For the wicked shall be like the chaff that the wind driveth away, like the wax that melts before the fire, so shall they be. Cause Jah, Rastafari High, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, Xavier Gimmasgan, Gramawi Rasmatari, Madani Alam, to the Yisgaling, the Goose, and the God, Saitiopia. Jah! Rock them down to the foundations thereof. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My strength cometh from Jah, Rastafari, who created Zion and earth. So lift up thy heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye ever living doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory, men say? Some say he's the Lord strong and mighty. Some say he's mighty in battle, but I say, Jah, Rastafari, let his name be exalted throughout the ends of the earth, as it was from the beginning to the end. Selah. Thank you.
Lord of Lords and Savior. Lord of Lords and
Thank you.
Uptown. Talking about legalize it. The time has just come. Don't feel no way. And don't feel like this 1914 business can work forever. In Ethiopia, where I originated, where culture originated, herb is a part of my culture. Smoking herb is a sacrament, not a sacrilege. Not smoking herb is violating my own constitutional rights. And to be humiliated, aggravated, and brutalized for the smoke of herb is totally degrading in this 20th century. And I, you see, standing here, have all right to talk. And you know why I can talk? Because I suffered the tribulation and accusation for the smoke of herb. But the sun shall not smite I by day, nor the moon by night, nor the pestilence that lurks in dark places, nor destruction that wasteth at noonday. For I delight is in the laws of Jah, who created Zion and earth. Years we've been living this illusion of Jesus die and go to heaven. That don't exist. Places in Africa, if you tell people about dead, they laugh at you. Only in the Western Hemisphere, people commit suicide and genocide and homicide and all kind of side. I don't know who for side no left. I and I don't support that bomb club. For example, now, you hear I say bomboclaat with no respect of her persons? I bet you our society is offended by me saying bomboclaat. I hear an American singer came and said, "Hey, that fucking shit I don't take, man." Everybody laugh. Round of applause for that. See? And when I say bomboclaat, everybody's crew. Why? One thing I learned and I was taught in the beginning was the word. And the word was with Jah. I and I in this dispensation of time is no illusion. We have not just evolved in the 17th, 18th, 19th, or 20th century. I and I was from the beginning. And that must be respected here first. And there are so many things to say. For example now, I am the black sheep of the fold. I have been branded, accused, stand accused daily, humiliated, executed, betrayed, condemned, go to jail for what? Smoking herb, so they say. But it's not for smoking herb. It's because they are jealous of the fact that I have the personal link with the Almighty. Jah Rastafari. And don't feel no way. I am not a jughead. Because I notice you're not getting very juggy. Soon and very soon, this place will look like 42nd Street, where zombies hang out. And if you continue this same way, like you forget, say, Jah who make the sun shine still live. Men come telling you that them crucify him, and them keep on humiliating the truth. But this time the truth shall swim like waters cover the sea. And only righteousness can exalt a nation. And don't care what you people say, lawmakers are what you want to say. You all better respect the Creator, who is Jah. And not only to respect him, but to respect the followers of him. I know there are many imposters. Look like I, favor I, walk like I, talk like I, him read Bible 24 hours a day, and him quote pure scripture, but learn say, he's the agent of Lucifer. Wolves in sheep clothing, beware of thyself. These things cause I dignity and integrity to be abused by men. And make I and I look like criminal in the presence of men. And if I should begin to read all the respects that I get in the United States of America. For example, in New York City, I would not be humiliated for a spliff, no way, by no police. And that's for one blood clot reason why I would stay into New York City more time, because I have the privilege to smoke herb with respect. And I want to learn this. It is I and the Rastaman who has been humiliated for the use of herb for all these ages. Once upon a time when I first came to this planet Earth, I was told and taught and brainwashed that herb, otherwise known as ganja, is the most dangerous drugs and poison. And I was taught to be afraid of it. And it's a good thing I am in permanent link with Jah. Who I say, Jah, I don't take influences from men. It is thy duty to show I what is right and what is wrong. Oh, I'm not stopping a bomber clad nice. And don't take this thing here for joke. And go on like another pan coke. Or not just don't eat a whole piece of pork. Nobody had me on that. Because you know what's happening? The sheep. All sheep of the fold have scattered themselves. And everyone is suffering from this great thing called ego. Everybody is busy involving himself. The respect of humanity has been lost. See? No man respects his fellow man again. Every man love a pocket of a big bungalow money in his back pocket. Yes, every man love material things more than his brother. But learn this. You see, if you don't learn to be your brother's keeper, tell them, my brother, the hardest bomber clot way to, and it's no joke business. When I talk, you know, men are being offended. See, but as I tell you, I have the permanent link with Jah. The man who make that sunball shine. These things don't happen in 400 years. Sunrise with I on stage. And I don't want to take it for a lighting. Long time I don't perform here. And here am I performing on stage approximately 7 o'clock in the morning, sunrise to greet I. And not only I, but sunrise to greet everyone who have the heart to stay till this morning, standing on your feet from last night. What else in the world could have created an incident like this one? Only reggae music. The music that is not respected in its own country. And I don't want to go on like it's a joke business. When I talk, heart shook up and curl up. Because you all support the bullshit. And want it to look like reggae music is an insignificant music. A music that has no relevance. It's just a music of a cult. This is no music of no cult. See? This is a music of anciency. 185 billion years and more from whence I cometh. I did not come the other day. I reincarnated billions of times. And I am still here representing what is to be represented in the right nature and admonition. Don't feel no way. Well, from this moment on, as this commemoration is taking place on behalf of the dead, Bob Marley, which we do appreciate his work, which he had performed upon earth, but now that his time has ended, there is time for the living to know what to do. The dead has played his part. Amen. So let him be. May his soul rest in peace. So they say. This commemoration is a commemoration of Bob Marley, who only used to represent reggae music. And I want you not to learn that reggae music, that's what Bob Marley stands for in the world and Jamaica. And that what his name was exalted for, reggae music. Well, if this building here or this place here is in commemoration, we want to begin to hear reggae music on the radio 24 hours a day. I tired of funky. And I don't want it to be hypocritically looked over and pretend as if, okay, we are taking care of the business. And as I turn my back and I say, chum. About like that. We want to hear no reggae music on Jamaica radio. Because when I go to America or a Sadka or wait to a name, me don't hear reggae music once a month. And from my radio station, me listening to the American chart. What kind of bumbleclot thing that? I am tired of that. Reggae music must be respected. Are we the singers and players of reggae music who brought this momentum to Jamaica? No. Because if it wasn't for reggae music, all these people would not be standing here. And that must be respected. If it wasn't for reggae music, Mr. Feline and his company would not make all these millions of dollars going back to America. So I don't want to take this thing for a joke business. We want to hear reggae music. All of us who make reggae music stand accused, abused, and condemned and disrespected. See? And the next thing again too. You see, if I drive on the road as a highly dignified, honorary, respected citizen of this country, irrespective of my external appearance, every time I drive 10 yards, Babylon stop you. Boy, come on, boy, come on, come on, come on, come on. Them kind of business, they are tired of. As I, in this 21st century, go and tell you, say, go and lock you up for your spliff. I walk the streets of America and a police dare not tell me that because he knows he's violating my constitutional rights. And I don't want them to believe that I and I don't hear, don't know that we have a constitutional right. Not only a constitutional right that was written by men, but a divine right that was laid down by the hands of the Almighty, Jah Rastafari. And it must be respected. Learn that once upon a time, it was about half dozen Rasta in Jamaica. And them have to hide. Better stay in the hills and don't show up in face. What you doing here, boy? Right now, is more than 144,000 saints of the Most High sealed. Can you imagine that after all these humiliations and aggravations, I've been condemned to hell, and here am I still standing in the name of Jah. Most people don't want to hear I talk because lightning will gash out of the heavens and I jump out of my shoes. You don't see it. But I love to talk, even though I am music. You hear how my music sound? Many of you underestimated the qualities and potential of my music. And also underestimated my ability. Don't play no hypocrite, I know that, bumbleclot. But I am not here to exalt myself. I am here to exalt the name of Jah Rastafari. And the music that Jah has given to I, that shall take cover the whole world. The whole world shall be covered with reggae music. And anywhere I play reggae music like you hear it now, it creates a thing called Reggae Myelitis. Everybody have it. From your tour, I'll be going into it, but Cool Runnings, because I know you have Reggae Myelitis. I don't want to talk too long because, boy, right now I have Reggae Myelitis in my tour. So clap them the ears, sir.
Stand up, stand up for the right.
Everybody. to some people sometimes. But they just do not fool them all of this time. Any given time, you feel the eye. Rise up and stand up, I say. Let's hear it for Peter Tosh. The son of reggae, no doubt. Peter Tosh. Thank you.
Thank you. So shall the wicked perish at the presence of God. But the righteous shall rejoice. They shall sing.